ketchup on beets. That's what I asked for in Rabbi Eidesen. Rav Pekes, he says, even though it's people are worried about the Marshal's official too, he's not sure ketchup is considered a food. It's cooked with ambishal like a bishal. And even if it's a liquid, so some say ambishal like a bishal with a lot. And therefore, apparently, Mutter, or Mershit, sounds like it's Mekel, and she has a prank once again about Ainam Eskab and Stavik Sibration. The same story with Yinachov Ketchup is considered a food, and it's cooked with Ambishal Achabishal. And even if it's a liquid, so some say Ambishal Achabishal with a lot. And therefore, apparently, Mutter, and Mershit, sounds like it's Mekel, and she has a prank once again about Ainam Eskab and Stavik Sibration. The same story was had by the Drops of tea. Bottom line is make us to put the ketchup on the meat. What about putting coleslaw on the chalt, luminic salt, coleslaw on the chalt. So here too, the question is the chalt solid, the chalt liquid, and the chalt Friday night chalt, and the Shabbos morning chalt. Told that on Shabbos the chalt already has more liquid in it, you can just molly out. I don't know anything about this. But if it's somewhat liquidy, we can be sorry of that shita. And I think maybe the most important consideration is huh? It's explained to you, it's liquid. So it's liquid and then it's little that I see that when these bolts come to the table on Shabbos lunch, they look pretty liquidy to me.
But when the potatoes actually the whatever.
But the potato is sitting in gravy or whatever you want to call that liquid part of the chalm.
So let the potato heat up the gravy.
Let the gravy cool off the potato. I mean, that's a double glitch for passion because it's not in liquid. Yeah. What? What should I assume is also cooked, I assume. You see, the problem is with this coleslaw, it's not cooked. This is raw vegetable. On the other hand, it's here for a short period of time. We have to remember that. You know, we have one of our favorite egg laid towels pointed out that you know, things don't happen in it's just quick amount of time. He's speaking there about what? Irud. You don't cook that. Doesn't get cooked in a minute. Perhaps you can take it for the double gush. The double gush, leave it there for an hour. Maybe it'll... Here, I don't even think it gets hot. You're about cooked. You put these vegetables on top of your chalm, leave it there for 3 minutes and then feel it. It's not even hot, I don't think. How hot can it get? Can it really cook? The lettuce is cooked, or the cabbage is cooked? Not to call it that. The bigger problem that we mentioned yesterday was with the spices. Because they're so granulated, they're so thin, and they're so easy to be cooked, you can say, if you start pouring some spice on top of a piece of hot meat or hot vegetables, maybe they can become cooked like this. Because it gets sort of absorbed in the potato or in the meat, you don't see it. Maybe it's really in effect being cooked up. The amount of double gush would be pretty much. Again, from all double gush is cliche anyway. Of course, you have the old problem of cliche and Kali Abishal. So it's not going to help. My biggest problem are these granulated spices, or granulated tea, or fresh coffee for that matter. Whenever it gets granulated, it's very thin. It's called dak and rach. It's very thin, it's very soft. I think it's a problem of Kali Abishal. And if it's very, very thin, it can really get cooked very quickly. So that's why I think there is ground to be mocked in that case, but the other case, that wouldn't be so mocked. Yes?
Sugar,
Baruch Hashem, has already been cooked. Truly had the problem according to only Rabbi Kalusay. We thought it was just a Shari Chuva. We found who was Rabbi Kiva Eger. And who else? The Rambo, I think. The Aguda. You're on the Aguda team today, but you can't use the sugar in a cliche. If you're on the other six parties, I guess you are on the inside yet. There's a shchodesh av of the valuable for him. Tol is one particle of aguda. But if you have to mark, you're 19, you have to mark for the aguda, who says that sugar, even if it's cooked in advance, you shouldn't pour water on it or put it in, maybe even in the klisheni, because it's considered double lach and the yishmishal lachavish. But klisheni itself, we all make it. But they are, because even lach mamish were making like klisheni, the alter rebbe, for example. So sugar should be no worse than that. You can put the sugar into the klisheni of the mice. It's cooked. Salt is cooked. Sugar is cooked. Whatever is cooked, you can be making a lot. Whatever is not cooked, I would be afraid to put it into, I told my son to stop putting his spicy powder into the, what do you put it? Soup? Does that make sense? Soup? Well, maybe that I wasn't so excited about, because the soup is a cliché, maybe cliché, because it's delayed it out of the fire, but even cliché, I thought, if I'm not going to use a tea bag on a cliché, which is what most possible say, so why should we allow to use, put the spice in a cliché? It's very thin and very soft, and it gets cooked up like this. So I think that, pepper and soup. That to me is a problem. It's not cooked in advance. Well, presumably the pepper, because it gets dissolved in the soup, and now it assumes the same temperature as the soup, which is the outside lettuce well, with hot soup. Right? Doesn't dissolve?
The pepper is clean.
Oh, if it doesn't dissolve, then maybe it's not so bad. Doesn't these other things, they don't dissolve?
Sugar's
cooked, Baruch Hashem. Salt's cooked, Baruch Hashem. Doesn't dissolve, it floats. Sinks. The canoe trip? Floats. Sinks. What's that? That was yesterday's Yonah the Yom. Yeah, what's happening Yonah the Yom over here? All right. This week, discuss some of these gravities of neglect. Yes, we're now way downstream. We're in the sugya of Shia and Achzara by now. And we spoke yesterday, based on Baruch Hakomas Vav. I told people to finish the Siyah because I was very judicious in Baruch Hakomas Vav. I made sure everything was short. That's why I gave you Zion. For those who haven't gotten Zion yet, they can pick it up on my table later on. But where's the counting on Vav? We spoke about the reason for the Easter of Shia and Achzara, we spoke about Erev Shabbos, and about doing it through a goy. Now we come to the famous Shaila of Kedera al-Gabi Kedera. And we'll talk a little bit about the famous Kedera Blech. That's been one of the more recent controversies in the Jewish world. And all the other controversies we'll postpone to later. I mean, the cotton plates and the warming trays that will get caught at the crack pots ultimately. We'll get to have fun and all these things. We'll talk about it's relevant. We'll get to it. You name the controversy, we'll get to it. Just stay long enough. I can't guarantee those leaving earlier, though you're very participating in this controversy. But okay. There's a famous din of Kedera al-Gabi Kedera. Let's take a look at the original source of the Ran. The Ran is the earliest within the Sikha. The Rajma talks about it also. The Ran quotes the Rajma, but it's better to have the Ran in front of you, it's better to see it in the Ran. You test someone out. Down by your ear. Do you have any questions before I start? Ask them now. It's not a bad time. Something bothers you? Zero. Okay, we're starting the second wide line on your testament out in the right. A little basis. Me you are immediately the dovish on the spatial. I will tell that you the spatial, mukula, nico, I feel the clevision. You can put it in a clevish which is not on the fire. Oh, kinegan amazuro. Happens to the bonfire. Fireplace. I feel the mukula, she has to let it go. Why? Here's a big olive. The big olive. The A, Derev, Bishul, the cotton. The Ran is because, alright? The Ran says that the Yisra Machzor is why? Come on, why? Why? Help me out, why? Lyric of the Bashel. A, Derev, Bishul, the cotton. What's the riot? Kuf and Ham and Bay, the commission we started over the first day. Doesn't matter, put it right. דווקא בטבעי שלו כנגד המדורה. אבל על גבי האש, ממש, עושה. אלא אם כן, גורו או קוטון. והסיכנו לי על אפילו קאפה של המתנק ורלו, היא דעת עליף, את היבלסטון, אני ראה, אני ראה, היבלסטון, אני שומנה עושה, אלא, עושה להסירו, על גבי קיוע שאין הגרובה ואין הכתובה. איזו דווקא כנגד המדורה לשאול. שואל. Everyone, so far, so far, basics. Alright? Take up the punchline. In other definitions, as before. Okay, now in the punchline, Mutter lots of pee kideras kamen to Shabbos. Hapshot in the special, the air of Shabbos called Sarko. He goes panavish balaz. The coyote bohem, the chanamon. Achol pishy has the letters, but why? The fish ain't their official become. Yeah, the fish act today was a sooner al her age. So what may you do? What may you do? You could call the heter of Kadera, got me Kadera. You could put a pea Kadera's time, you have a pot of water. You could put your cooker on top of the pot of water. Not on the garments, for sure not, but have fun of. Fine. Well, the Rajma, a little quote from the Rajma, and cut to the Rajma's up. And he had the punchline, a second line, his own independent opinion. Esher Gamke, the Rajma, ain't dark or left of a Gavikira, Yon Panadish Mechayotipa, Shemutu the Khan of the Shah of a Gavikira, or Gavikisha Shabarzo, Kosha Mitzari Varela, why? Shadda Vamokia, Shinanazo the Shulshin's Hamid. Whoa, boy, that's a real cooler. Much more than the Raj. The Raj quotes the Raj who said, well, you can have a head of Kadeir, I'll have a Kadeir. You put a kugel on top of the pot of water, which is on top of the fire. The Raj goes further than that. He said, well, maybe I'm an expert in kugels. The Panaj, what is Panaj anyway? What is it? Meet
Bereka.
Meet the Bereka, who said so? Mr. Brewer? The Bereka? Meat and dough.
Fine.
Let's say meat and dough is only made and is baked in an oven. That's all you do is you have to bake the dough. And now you're gonna put this meat boreka, okay, kanadish, on top of a fire. Nobody makes meat boreka on top of the fire. Get done. Says the Ran, he thinks that's also good. Why? Together she tells him. It's the whole bar that ain't their official bakar. Now true, you could cook eggs on top of the kira. You can cook wood on top of the kira, but you can't cook beef bereket on top of the kira. So therefore it's clearly not, it doesn't look like Mishal, and therefore it's good. That's much more than the Rajma says. The Rajma says, but it has to be Kadeir, I gotta be Kadeir where you don't cook anything. Stop nuts. So therefore, the Rajma was mattering. The Rajma is much further than the Rajma, and matter a particular food which is not cooked on top of the Kira, but it's cooked in a different fashion without Al Gabi Kadeir, directly on the Kira. Okay, two waffle coolers, both based on what principle? That what these reasons for these about Zara Kamal, what is it? They're in Rasha, but then they're official. La Rajma, the way he had it, the Rajma was his extension, is Mutter. And, well, this is the famous heter of Al Gabi Kadeir. What? Even not good for too much. No?
Before that, you're
allowed to put
the
rest of
the people out of court on the phone.
You're talking about group of two? Could be.
Before you send
you're allowed
to put
the rest of the people
out of court,
not just
out of
the bay area, you're going to
group of two.
Maybe
you're
right. Could be
group
of
two.
Could be. Could be.
Could be.
Yes. The Ryan's cases
are only half Sarah.
Talk about half Sarah.
The time that was taken off and put back up.
Oh, good question. Good question. Another good question. When the Rajbos was Mekel to say he could put something on the Zeragabe, he wasn't limited himself to Hakzor. So let's go. You have those who saw the Numa Abba Kermits, number Zion, there exists a category called Nesina Mechadosh. Some call it Hanocha Mechadosh, Mechadosh. There are different names that people give to it. What that means, we'll get to it later in detail, is that there's Shehiya, there's Hamzara, and it's beyond Hamzara. Shehiya means to put it on from before Shabbos. Hamzara means you return it to the fire on Shabbos. When do you return it? We'll get to all the details. Yeah, but everyone knows the big conditions that we have with the Shabbos. You can see the choke gray here on Friday night. There's these two strong guys. Who are the Gibarans here? The two Gibarans. Gibari Achayim. And they pick up the pot. And they hold on for dear life. They let go. No matter how Gibar they are, they'll be just overwhelmed by the troops. With their Pekuach Nefesh. Alright? So they hold on for dear life. Why? Because the Gemara Namaskar says that in order to qualify as Kod Hatzara, has to be owed to the Yodo. Have to hold on to it. And that the Lahavzir and all kinds of other conditions, we'll get to that later on. That's called Hatzara. When you return it, you took it off, and now you're returning it right back. You put it on the ground, the Gemara says. We didn't plan to return it. Then it's called not Hatzara. It's called a Hanofa Mechodosh, a Nesina Mechodosh. It's starting from scratch. So Nicola wants to know whether Ran is quoting a Rajbo or a Domsak, either way. And the big matter on Shabbos, Kenegat Amadura, and the Tok Tivish Shalom Aleich, or Kedera, Gabi Kedera, what are they talking about? The simple reading is, they're even talking about Hanocha Mechodosh, and Asina Mechodosh. That's the Pasha Pshat, this whole Hemshah of the Ran quoting the Rajbo and on his own.
And
it's very important to get that in a minute.
If we're working with the Ran's explanation of Mesek and Rashi, so that's within Hanukkah as well?
Yeah, right. Assuming that any time you put something on the fire on Shabbos, whether it be Hafzara or Hanukkah and Kodosh, in both cases, the is as near to the Rashi, and then with the heads of Ein Dehem Peshub, God would apply. Now, let's open up the Shulchan Aruch. Exactly what you said. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Nun Gimel. Sif Hei. Hey, quotes the Ran and the Raj. Quotes the Ran. Not the Ran's own thing. The Ran's own Chiddush never made the cut. Never entered the Shulchan Aruch. Didn't get into the final four. Alright? Didn't get in. But the Raj was cool and made it. Mutter, Losseis, Alpikdei, Raskanen, the Shabbos, Kashil, Shibbashil, Mayor of Shabbos, and Kotzov, and Panadish. The Chayosu, Behem, the Chalamon. Finished. This is what he says. Who said so? I am the Kedushi Arashba. Ah! So it says, look in the Rashi. We looked in the Ran and quoted the Rashi. We saved the set. Perfect. Okay. Now, Rabosai. The problem. This problem is going to be the major bone of contention. I want to phrase this way, but maybe it will wake people up. A bone of contention between me and the world. Is everybody awake now? The world against me. Alright. Dad, why you want to be on the world? Want to come to my side? Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I guess the answer is, that's a very good question. Is Panadish probably is baked, right? You say it's baked. Is this Bishul? Well, maybe it's also not Bishul. It's on top of a Kedera's Chamek. It's chimum. It's being cooked up by the on a pot of water underneath it. And I'm putting out its panache on top of the pot of water. What do we call that? Is that dry heat? Is it wet heat? Is it sweating heat? It's a cover. If it would be in the meat, it would be part of bishachar afir. If it would be in the water, you'd be right. It's on top. It's on top of the lid. Top of the lid is probably considered to be right there, kind of a fia tzlia as opposed to a bishul. It's dry on top, yeah? Okay, so good. He's asking why, is that true? The answer is that, I'll tell you a secret. People put boiled chicken next to the fire too. That was the kasha which we had in the beer alacha simon shiur chasim kedvav. So whatever reason you gave, whatever answer would work for that's going to work here in Kavachana. That if you don't want those heterim, let it go over here. That's the answer. Because the mother and I'm wrong about that. Here's where all the problems start. The truth is you don't need me to start the problem. I want you to start the problem. Why should it come from me? What's the problem over here? A major problem. A major, major problem. Come on. What? Say, what's the problem? That's the problem. That's exactly the problem. Yes, then we mentioned two reasons problems are. One is Nirat Mavashal, and one is Shem Yechad Zavigachal. The Mechaber clearly holds that the reason Isir is because of Nirat Mavashal. No doubt about it. Then from the first, ain't that official Mechaber as a Hefer. But the Mechaber and Reish Mechimel, Sifalat never mentioned any prohibition of Arab shops. Can't be. Good. But I mentioned to you yesterday, the Ramah seems to hold Shemi Echad to Begecholim. Because the Ramah said it's also an Arab Shabbos, maybe. Moreover, the Ramah says it's also through a Nochri. According to the Mechaber, there's ground to say maybe there might be butter through an offering because of Shvus to Shvus. It's all explained yesterday by Arichus. And I was informed correctly that Rav Shechter Shalita has an article about this in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, which I believe we have somewhere. Do you have a copy?
In the back.
We have at least one copy, a piece about this very point. So now what's your question? Oh, correct. The head of Kedera Agave Kedera shouldn't work according to the Ramah. Or at least should be a question mark whether or not it should work according to the Ramah. We have no raya that the Svara of Agave Kedera should be effective to eliminate the possibility of Shemi Echad to Begecholim. So the Mogan Avraham in Sivkot Lamed Gimel says, it's quote, Umishum chitui nami lekal lebigzak. There's no problem of chitui. He asks my kasha, and he answers, She'ein derech bishul bekam. Huh? Yuvulat shvuas is here. What is it there? Tana v'chitui? Hold up a sar. He asks the shayla, hey, is it derech shemichata begacholim? He says, no, ein derech bishul bekach. Huh? Ein derech bishul bekach explains why it's only Yisrael Shev derech b'mavasha. But how does it automatically eliminate the possibility of chitul? Oh, hold on. The fishak derech mafsekes? Oh, derech mafsekes? So, maybe it should work as a hacker. Very good. A good possibility. Let's say that the pot should be no worse than what? No worse than what, Uri? No worse than a blech? So I'll ask you two questions. Number one, if it's a blech, you can only put it on what we call hakzara, by having it in your hand and not having in mind to put it back. But the sinah mechodesh is not allowed. when it comes to a bluff. Here they're matir when it comes to Gabi Kedei, even the Sina Mechadosh. That's question one. Number two. The Magen Avraham quote is the source of Magen Mishnah, Perek Chavei. I have to look at it. Does the Magen Mishnah discuss Shem Yechad HaVeKacholim, yes or no? Absolutely not. He would never discuss it, because he's a Rashba man. Talmud of the Rashba. He goes near to Mevashim. So that's not a good source for this statement of the Magen Avraham. Now comes Rabosai. An answer which I have to give to elaborate on Uri, what Uri said. I just sort of glossed over it. The first question was, Tanochit od lebasar? Let's talk about Ender official Bekach, and he says, Ender Kach of Chitu, Ender official Bekach. Doesn't fit. You'll tell me it's worse than a blef, Uri says, but a blef requires all the conditions of Achzara, all the biyodo, the Atlahavzir, you don't need that. And what's derived from the Magen Mishnah? So before I bring you my clincher, I have a clincher over here, Bosa. I'm going to try to prove to you that, in fact, the Kedera, Al-Gabi Kedera, not only, just do this now, you're not going to believe I'm going to say it, not only in our perspective, I'm getting ahead of myself, just be patient. I don't want to give you any, let's go slow. Let's talk information and give, we'll sit give. Yes. What? Steam, double boiler. Very good. Excellent. You know, I should have put this on the Marvel carcass. I didn't. I have to, yes, I did it in a hurry. I left this out. I believe Rabbi Ida has something on a double boiler. I believe. We'll look up his index. I can find it. I'll tell you in a minute where it is. What is it about Coca-Cola? Page 313. I'll go back to some history. If you don't know, join the club. When I got married, this goes back quite a few years, my aunt bought us a gift, a set of barberware, I think it was called. That's still considered a nice set of pots. I remember she brought it to the class. I still remember that. Coming home, schlepping home with the big box of what a box. Pots, a beautiful set of things. But we still thankful that I'm still using it. Good, so well, you know, the next, during the Shabbat promise, what do you do when you get married, you spend time with your wife, what do? You unpack all the presents, you know. So unpacking the presents, I tell my wife, this is broken. Give it back. This is what it means, broken. So we have a pot. Yeah. Well, then no shot at all. I want to make a shot out of it. You're eliminating my shot. That day is part of a chosen pot. You want to put the kula on top of the chosen pot. Here you are. What's it in? That's the cake of Kedera, Gabi Kedera. No normal person cooks kugel on top of a chosen pot. Therefore, the head of Kedera, Gabi Kedera would exist in that kind of a case. We use that expression. The head of Alpi Kedera. I mean, as long as it's a double out mafsik, you don't have to kugel in a pot. It doesn't make a difference. Okay. So far so good about that. So far so good. Rachel and Gimel Sipion. Amashkin Bavokin. The Rosh and the Kiva Tashilo. The Yorub and Asiya Yosef. Yomul Ahosir Ulaniya Kedera Yishana Reikonish. An empty pan. Alpi Akira. The American Amedis Kotum. Yosim Akedera Shatash of the Toha Gabi Akedera Reikonish. The Shol Hakazora. These are conditions of Achzor. It has to be in your hand, it has to be hot. Fine. So far, so good. The learn the halacha. Be zoher. Let's look at Sarah Mosai. Be zoher. Everyone thinks this is very important. In the Nisa, I got a car, God, I was at the same Hazar, she was with a Nisa, I have a car. Ukitkilas had Nacha, Dami, we call it Hanacha Mechadas, the Sina Mechadas, Kilas had Nacha, so the same thing. The Ata, she had a Kutu, Ruf of Tuma, in our Mamo, the Nacha Mechadas, Kutila, also. Fine. Or a soldier on a Chavar, it's Asma.
But
if what? us. There I got a there is what? Ain't that gonna say, say more. Say more, say more, say more. What? You also it's not normal. What is the difference? Is that a difference? No? You almost said it. No? I measure it with a thermometer. No, more than that. No? Okay. Anybody? The answer I'm looking for is that in the case of a Gzeira Reikonis, what's happening is the fire is directly heating the food. In the case of a Gzeira Maleya, there's a full pot of water and chalk underneath. What's happening is the fire is heating the water. And the heat from the steam of the water which rises, that's what's heating the food on top. It's indirect. What I'm trying to bring out is as follows. The fact that it's abnormal, A, there are switchable car, you know what I'll do? I'll take a pot, I'll paint the paint, and I'll put it on the fire, and ain't there officially car. Or I'll crack a hole in the top, ain't there officially car. You can't make your own ain't there officially car. So you also need basically some change. So what? The Kalachi Adolos with the Rabbona, you can't make just a change. It's much more fundamental. The whole cooking process is different, the heating process is different. It's not direct heat, it's indirect heat, Rabbona. So the way I'm going to say is two things. Today, dinner. In order to be master, ain't there officially two things. One, she was literally ain't there officially abnormal, as opposed to a double boiler, which is normal, as every Ida said. Number two, it has to be what I call indirect. If it's indirect, then we can say there's a separate category of heat, of heating. Not at all comparable to the normal case. But if it's direct, even though an inverted pan may be viewed as abnormal, doesn't matter. So you found a funny way to do it? Who said you found a funny way? So I'll put the pot, I'll take the pot and put it back down behind my head. That's the reverse stuff. Abnormal, right? What's the matter? No kalachiyat over here. It's a different verb. It's a whole different type of heating. That's for yourself. But it also has to be abnormal. So you have that both. The double boiler is too normal. That's where that goes. And an empty pan, although it's unusual, I would call it even abnormal. But enough. It's direct heat. That's why I think China's the people got pain they really. I don't know why there are Gedolei HaPoskim who don't accept the Shema God. I'm talking about the today generation. We shall see the Shema Mamma comes also, but I didn't do it yet, so maybe tomorrow we'll somehow. And my recollection is that two of the great talks of today are various coolers when it comes to either a today or a Reikonis, upside down pan. And some said it's even to a regular black. This equation of a Kedera Reikonis to the black was formulated by the Rav, one of the Rav in the following way. Do you know what a Kedera Reikonis is? A crooked black. What is that? That's all it is. It's a crooked black, that's all. You see some question, not a question. Anyway, this is... So there are some Gedolei HaPoskim who have written major svarim and are followed by many people who for some reason are more medical than this Supreme Gedolei of the Mishra. I don't know why. To me this makes perfect sense. And I can go medical against the Mishra rule like this. I'll try to tell you tomorrow or later today where they are. Alright. So now I still have to deliver my let me, before I get to what I call my clincher, let me start building up the evidence to what I said earlier. Namely, that the Agave Kedera Hedera is not as simple as it seems. And the world assumes that the Hedera of Agave Kedera is like given it at Har Sinai. And this is it. Today I got a day where there's a hepsagama no question about it. First I want to tell you the 2 days in the Chabad. Shin Yud Ches, Siv Zayin Mechef. Quite superior. Take a look. Shin Yud Ches Zayin. Yesh Beparshim. יש בפרשם דהוד ושאר לא אני אחרי שיש לו דבקה מגע בגדר התמונה אפילו זה התפן על האש שאר this is the famous hept of כדר מגע בגדר יש בפרשם שמפריע התפן על האש לא למעשה hey there's an opposition so I'm going to tell it's us it's the test אני אחת דבקה שנספחת על צור פעקה במחל על האש על האש יש שם של דינו כמניפו כנגד המדור את בפרדובה של מוטו דין כנגד המדור את בבוקה של הסרט כל סינון יובה של מוטו ועדים בגלל עם איפה שגל יש again the first day of the kill over again ויש שם תאבי כמניח אגבי קירו לחסילו ואוסר אפילו מספר של קונסון עבי בסיים ורעלו ורישה נריקה זה מחבל like the first sheep why like the first sheep? I'll tell you why hey, there are two מקב Chabal the Shittasa. That's the reason for Rav Zayin. He's going to see the Mechadah. Why is Zayin and Ches repeated? Well, Zayin is hot liquids, Ches is cold talus. They're the same bottom line. It's always a bishop. It's not that Avraham made a suggestion to distinguish between the two of them. It's in the Sharati and Pegimel. He wanted to say, the Rishon Yerigan only goes on the cold solid. Doesn't go on the hot liquids. Others say it's wrong. It's the same difference. Mr. Brewer gives you the reason why it's there. It's Eino Nira to Mavasha. Eino Nira to Mavasha. What are the other day, what do they say? What's their reason? They say, there's no vote in the typo, by the way. I need to put one up. You notice this one? But the pen is correct. Allah H appears twice in Siv Zayin. See? The printer saw Allah H the first time. It should be moved over. Moved over 7 words to your left. For the 7 teams in volleyball zone. One, two, move one. As well as 7 letters, 7 words to your left. We're again Allah H repeat. You see? That's where it belongs. But the Zvav is not explaining the opinion of the lenient opinion. It's explaining the stricter opinion. Took me a while to figure this one out. Did you figure it out? No. The new one's changed it? Oh, I thought I was such a problem. I figured it out. Rosh Hashivat is a new print. Okay. And then the old print. Move it 7 words to your left. Well, I'm trying to do printers figure that. They also said they didn't just reprint. They look. Dupin is great. It makes beautiful many, many, many tikkunim. Many tikkunim. Once in a while, the funny things there, which are, I think the one that we went with the new edition, and I believe they had a real whopper. I mean, from this fire, which means to explain, they changed it to this fire, which means to burn. Incorrecting it, maybe they made a whopper type. Whenever you make correction, it's going to be a mistake. I'm going to limit one. But very done, I'm going to make a correction. What does the book say? I think they are not second, I become a kira group, just like a blep. The awesome and the yachal of the same as a blep, and they can't. That's it. Those are the 2 days. Those are the 2 days. Fine. Bear hate days. Sis kakakak bays. Explaining. Strict of you says that filu b'dava she'engo v'shabishul osla nifa gavetira. You know why? The gazrina shema yichate. No shema yichate. The heter of agave kedera does not exist. So right to bury. Where he got it from, I don't know. For Hayteiv is usually just a collection of the Magen Avraham and the Taz and a few others. Here you get no source. I looked a little bit, I couldn't find it. Now you can look in the bigger Shulchan Aruch to find where he got it from. He got it from himself. There's also a Goren. I don't have to go any further than that. It's unusual to write an independent statement. I'm not going to try to give you like a little like final blow here to try to clinch for you the fact that indeed, so far, all he was able to show was that if you hold that the reason Shemi Chazal Bega Cholim, there's no proof to be made. I have no proof to be Machmer either. There's no proof. Only a slight proof is very accurate. He says the second opinion says that Gezerah, Gabi Gezerah, that the Gezerah Shemi Chazal Bega Cholim. Where do you get it from? Turn around to my final mark and raise the new test. Mutal Aniyach is Ojo, please get for the car. I've got a Kedera Tama. Fine. Nothing more than it. You put before Shabbat and a Kedera got a Kedera. That's the Bir Halacha. The Ramaskum was there. If A in the past of the Bugadi, Yesh was that did Shihui, the Sarah Shia Adonar Kar, the Spashel, with the Kamacha Ben Yusoy, Nibo Yo, the Dasara, the Pata Kananya, we'll get to that later, and Kosta Bagadi Abram, the Prima Gun. I'm the Kamach, you test Simba. What did he say over here? What happened? What did we just experience over here? We're putting something on top of a pot of four shabbos. And the Bialoch is telling you it has to be cooked to Macha Ben Yusoy before Shabbos. This is wild. Absolutely wild. The Das Arab, Rishon Gimel, we shall see Ramah passes like Hananya. What did Hananya say? For the first mission, the first two Gimchan Kira. What did Hananya say? What did he say? It has to be Macha Ben Yusoy. What kind of a fire? What kind of a fire? Covered fire or uncovered fire? Which one? Uncovered fire. A covered fire, what did it? Is he raw? That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Pilei Tloim. Pilei Tloim Mamish. When I first was struck by this kasha, I remember it hit me like a flash of lightning. I came across it by accident. Whoever learned Reishna Ches, whoever looks here. We didn't know Reishna Ches, but whoever looks all the way here. One day I just happened to come by, I was struck. I can say exactly what day it was. Busy you. I know exactly where I was and when it was. I said, what's going on over here? I never saw anybody ask the question in print until this past Shabbos. I was doing one of my Simon works. The Nachal Zeret. Is that the Tishpasha? Bavaros Nachal Zeret? Is this Tishpasha? Bavaros, no? It was the afternoon, he was not the surgery or anything. It was Friday night. But anyway, it was a little early. We'll talk about all those Shabbos. So the Nachal Zeret. We'll get to it with the Shabbos, you remember. You heard it before. And you have three volumes of it. Yes, this kasha. Did I ask this kasha before he was printed? His printed comes from the base. Yes, that's when it occurred to me. You missed the kasha completely. I didn't say it in the playbook. I didn't finish it yet. I didn't even start it yet. Let me tell you what the kasha is. On both sides, we have two ways to cover a fire. You cover a fire with a blef, you cover a fire with a pot. Which one is better? Menuchah Shabbos. which is the more effective tool to be mekel in Hilchos Shabbos? Is it the pot full or is it the flef? What do you say? Go on, the pot full. Who said so? No. But if you put off, according to whom? We may go to the Bi'ur Halacha, right? Reish to the Gimel, to the Gimel. Now look over here, Reish to the Kes, to the Kes. Instead of I have a pot full, that's Reish to the Kes, I can put on the, a food on the fire before Shabbos, give it to Macho Ben Zor. Now, if I had a flex there, would I require the Macho Ben Zor to go under the Rambam? Yes or no? No. No. Here, what's happening is, as it's in Shia, and it's the equivalent of no left. This is wild. In Reishos, Gimel, the same people speaking. Prima Gadim, Bi'ur Halacha. That's why I have to look at the Prima Gadim directly. It should trust me. He says it before. In Reishos, test. In Reishos, Gimel, what do we say? That a pot full gives you the head of Agave Kedera, but a pot empty or a left does not. With respect to what is, what are we talking about in Reish Gimel? What is we talking about over there? Issa ha, what? Hakzara, correct? Well, Hakzara, Mishak. Here we're talking about Shehiya, comes the other way around. Of left, eliminate these are Shehiya. But the pot is not a left, it's like an open fire. And then we require from Akal Ben Sword. Do I ask you, is an open, is a full pot better than a left? Or worse than a blood? What answer is the Mishnah Berurah to be a lot if you're going to give? What's the answer, one word? Both. That's crazy. Which one? Make up your mind. Is it more effective or less effective? In Reish and Gimel, the pot full is more effective. It permits the Sinah Mechadosh. In Reish and Gimel, it's less effective, despite it, Shehiyah, less than Achav and Rishoy, is prohibited. By a black would be permissible. What's going on? Yes. Talking about it, we call Shihui, we call it Shehiya. It's the four shots. This is a bombshell kasha. The Nachal Zerah is a test. I don't understand what he's talking about. Maybe because I'm so convinced that my Zerah is correct. What? Yeah, you want to say my Zerah? Say it. He is mutter by a blef, even if it's not, even if it's less than Malcolm as you saw. That's how there are more past considerations, Nun, Gimel, Sif Al. We'll get to it later. We pass the Kukul. We pass it at the that if it's a Kananya. If it's Malcolm as you saw, you don't need a blef. So what could the blef do? It's less than Malcolm as you saw. But despite the fact that the blef works for less than Malcolm as you saw, a full pot won't work. How can that be? What's the chilek, Uri? What's the chilek and why is the chilek? Yes? But Shehiya, which is what?
For Shabbos. Therefore, if you put it on top of it, if you were just the food itself, the food mom, which is not enough of the story, you might be passing the phone by a blef, if not the heck it.
That's it! Probably got the word out of your mouth. A blef is a hecker! A full pot on the fire is absolutely no hecker! A blef comes out once a week! A full pot on the fire? My simple call your own! So here we have it! When it comes to Nirikim and Vashal, the Prima Gadim said in Reish and Gimel Siv Gimel that what? A blef does not prevent Nirikim and Vashal, because Eric Conus does not, but a full pot does. Why? We explained before, it's not only is it abnormal, but it's indirect heating, it goes through the steam, etc., etc. But in Reish, it's kind of talking about Shehiyah. Shehiyah is also why, because of Shemi Chad and Vigacholim. So what do you need to avoid that? A hecker? What's a hecker? A blef? That's a hecker. But a full pot is not a hecker at all. On the contrary, when you have a full pot on the fire, that's exactly when you start playing with the coals. You have to have something not normal there, such as of lech. The fact that it's abnormal to place a kugel on top of a cholent pot doesn't help you. Because the Shem Yechad and the Gecholim require to prevent that. Not only wants to take out of their Nirikam of Ashel, but to take care of the Shem Yechad, they have to be hit by something abnormal completely. Not the kugel on top is an abnormal way of heating it. That's irrelevant. You have to have an abnormal, an unusual cover to the fire. That's exactly the heter of Dorim Kukulim. You don't have it. That's exactly the point, Rabbi Osai. When it comes to Shem Yechad and the Gecholim, I claim, based on this source, information and test, a full pot is ineffective to eliminate the hetzer, the possibility of Shem Yechad and the Gecholim. Why is the world against me? Because I'm against the Bogan Avraham. What can I do? Okay. The Bogan Avraham said it's against me. The Bogan Avraham said a Kedera Malay is going to prevent Shem Yechad and the Gecholim. What's the source? A phantom by the Mishnah. What can I do? I think it's a Raya Brura. To go with the Be'er Halacha, with the Brimah Gaon's Mahalach, to this episode. So what should come out? A very unusual and incredible consequence should emerge. The Hill and the Ramah, the reason it's Shem Yechad and the Gecholim, the whole head of Kedera Gabe Kedera shouldn't apply. Sure the Mechaba has, because the Mechaba held, and there's no Shem Yechad and the Gecholim when all those conditions are met. It's only near the Mevashel. From that, not have a full pot. You find it in the Mechadosh. But according to the Ramah, it's a problem of what? What? Shem Yechad and the Gecholim. In my mind, the full pot's not going to solve the problem. So I told you already before that I'm against everybody. No one seems to agree with me. So you think about it for a day. Maybe at least one person will agree with me. Okay? So I'll continue.